Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Thank you, Sam. Glory be to God. Yes, thank you, worship team. Let's give them another big hand clap. Hallelujah. Good to see all of you in the new year. Yes, 2020. Yes, 2020. It's going to be a good year. Glory be to God. Okay. It's going to be a what? A good year for sure. You can even hear the children are saying, Amen. Hallelujah. Let's open Psalm 1. Okay. Psalm 1. So on 28th, so that is 3 days after Christmas, I was watching TV, and there's a preacher who read this psalm and preached from it. So as I listened to him, I felt God was telling me that is what I plan to do with LATA next year, 2020. I plan to prosper them. I plan that their lives shall be fruitful. Hallelujah. Verse 1 says, Martinson, you put it up. He says that blessed is a man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, not stands in the path of sinners, not sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. Okay, the Torah. Eh? Okay, Sam, have you heard? I looked up this word. Eh? It is Torah. Eh? So his delight is in the what? The Torah of the Lord. And in his law, he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. So you see, in verse 3, prospering is... synonymous with what? With fruitfulness. Eh? Okay. So the Lord told me that in 2020, okay, he plans to prosper you. He plans that your life may be fruitful. Okay. And by the way, fruitfulness, he told me to tell you, really, by the way, do I use these things of God who told me? Eh? But now I'm very, very sure that he told me. That's why I'm telling you that what? He told me, okay, rarely do I use those things that the Lord has told me. I just say I feel like doing this, okay? Yeah, it is wisdom to operate like that. Otherwise, you see that's how people manipulate others. The Lord told me, God told you, even when it wasn't God. Okay, if you want someone to do for you something, just tell them, please, do for me this. Don't begin by telling them how the Lord was. Who told you that they should do for his, what? Something. Hallelujah. So, blessed is a man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, not stands in the path of sinners, not sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season. Okay? Fruit in season is brought forth by a man who is delighting in the law of the Lord. A man who's delighting in the word of the Lord. Alright? He doesn't walk with sinners. He doesn't stand with a scornful. Anyway, he doesn't go by the advice and the counsel of ungodly people. All right, he goes by the counsel of the Lord. Now the Lord says, that man, they shall do what? They shall prosper in season. They shall bring forth fruit in 2020. Glory be to God. And by the way, this also includes seeing answers to prayer. Okay, answers to prayer are part of the fruits, okay, that God is going to make sure that you see in your life this year. Glory be to God. But the condition is delight in the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Walk according to the word of the Lord. Glory be to God. Okay? If you're single and you meet a guy who likes you, walk by the wisdom of the Lord. Don't start telling him how you won't use his name when you what? Get married. Okay? Don't start to tell him how you know your rights. Okay? No one is supposed to tell you what time to be home. Eh? You know your rights. You know I'm, I know my rights. Glory, you're just being stupid. Eh? And you're being what? Ungodly. Okay? Glory be to God. Okay? You meet a potential employer, then you start to tell him weird things. Eh? Okay? Weird things are for you. What? Eh? Anyone who tries to harass you, take them to court. The guy just realizes, I might lose my, what? Business. This chick, this guy can take me to court. Do you understand? Eh? Okay, be wise. Be what? Be godly. Glory be to God. Okay, so this is 2020 for you. And I'm telling you, the Lord told me. Hallelujah. The Lord did what? He told me. Now, as I was thinking about this on 28th, okay, that 2020 is going to be fruitful for us as LAT. Okay, I'm thinking about this fruitfulness. Okay. Then I was reminded of the Lord that don't you realize that for the last two Sundays at church, you've been talking about fruitfulness. You've been talking about the fruit of the Spirit. You remember? Okay. Second Peter, chapter 5. Okay. Chapter 1, verse 5, another verse. We're talking about fruit, bearing fruit. Peter said that he who does these things shall never fall. And what things? Bearing fruit. Do you remember? Okay. It said in 2 Peter chapter 1 from verse 5, it says, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control, perseverance, to perseverance, godliness, to godliness, brotherly kindness, love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will neither be barren nor unfruitful. Okay, so the things he's telling you are the fruits. Eh? Okay, then he says you won't be unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, you remember? And don't you realize that the last two Sundays you've been talking about spiritual fruit? Okay? And you say now in 2020, I'm going to make sure that you bear natural, physical, material fruit. Glory be to God. Okay? However, the two will have to go hand in hand. That's why in Psalm 1, okay, it says, the man who does not walk in the counsel or the ungodly, no stand in the seat of, in the path of sinners, no sit in the seat of the scornful, okay, he's delighting the Lord, he's going to bear what? Fruit, he's going to prosper. So that man is walking by the law of the Lord, so he's spiritually fruitful. Eh? And because of that, other things, other natural things, whatever he does shall prosper. Glory be to God. Because he's prosperous spiritually, okay, God will prosper him materially. He will prosper him physically, okay? The Lord will answer his prayers. Why? Because he is spiritually prosperous, spiritually fruitful. You get the point? Okay? There is a verse, eh? Now, let me not follow the script, eh? Okay? There's a verse which I used to wonder what it meant. Okay? Until some time ago, it makes sense. Eh? Okay, it's Hebrews 5:7. Eh? Okay? Talking about with Jesus, it says that in the days of his flesh, eh? Okay, when he was on the earth, okay, in the body, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears to him, the Father, who was able to save him from death, okay, and was heard because of his godly fear. Okay? Jesus was heard by the Father for one reason. Okay? Because of his godly fear. Do you understand? I used to wonder why. I thought it was automatic. He's just, he's God. Eh? Okay, but the Bible said, no, he was not heard because, you know, of that. His prayers were heard in heaven. They were heard of God because of his godly fear. Do you understand? Eh? Okay, so, and there is a psalm, okay, which actually Peter also quoted in the New Testament, eh? Saying that the Lord doesn't hear the prayers of the wicked. Do you understand? Eh? Okay? I show it to you. Okay? Let's read it. Eh? Peter, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. Peter says that, finally, all of you, be of one mind, having compassion one for another. Now, what he's talking about is spiritual fruit. Eh? Okay? You're going to realize that the Bible is so easy. Everything means the same thing. Eh? Okay? Finally, all of you, be of one mind, having compassion for one another. Love as brothers. Be tender-hearted. Be courteous. Not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing. Knowing that you are called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. Okay? If you want to be blessed of God, he tells you what to do. Eh? Okay, walk according to the fruit of the Spirit. Eh? Walk in love. Eh? Okay, then he says, for he who would love life and see good days. That sounds like prosperity, isn't it? He who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. Okay? The ears of the Lord are open to the prayers of which people? The righteous. Okay? So that means that the contrary, okay, the opposite is also true. Okay? The Lord's ears are not open to the unrighteous. Alright? So he says, by the face of the Lord, is against those who do evil. That's why Hebrews 5:7, it says that Jesus was heard. His prayers were heard of the Father because of his godly fear. Jesus was godly. You know that, of course. Yeah? Okay? You know that. He was godly. Now, that's why his prayers were heard of the Father. And Peter now is writing to Christians, okay? He tells them, you guys, you had better walk in love. Eh? You had better walk according to the fruit or the Spirit. Otherwise, your prayers won't be heard. Because, you know, you qualify to be defined as wicked. Eh? Okay? Okay? It says that the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. But the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. Glory be to God. Okay, so 2020, okay, God wants to answer your prayers. Hallelujah. He wants you to see fruit, the fruit of answered prayer. Glory be to God. All right? However, he tells you, walk according to my ways. Do you understand? Walk according to my ways. Eh? Okay? And I'll do this. Okay? The Lord wants to bless you. Okay? Materially, financially. Okay? And he tells you, do this. This is going to happen exactly as, as I said in Psalm 1. Eh? Okay? The man who prospers, the man who sees fruitfulness, shall be the man who delights in the law of the Lord. Glory be to God. His tight buddies are not sinners. You understand? Eh? Whether sinners who are not born again yet or sinners who are in the church. Okay? Christian what? Sinners. Eh? Say amen. Glory be to God. You know that they are there, eh? Oh, you know that you're there, eh? Pastor knows that he's, you know? Okay? Sinning what? A Christian who is what? A sinner. Wicked. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Okay? So anyway, this is what the Lord wants to do for you, 2020. Okay? You're going to prosper. Hmm? Okay? But there are things, eh? There are things which, someone who said, there are things which, you're going to start to see things which are, you're going to start testing some of the things you've waited for quite some time. And as a church, this is also going to happen. We're going to start seeing some of the things that the Lord has promised us over time. Glory be to God. We're going to see those things begin to happen. We're going to start seeing fruit. Hallelujah. Seeing what? Fruits. Amen. Isaiah chapter 3, verse 10. Okay. I think I'm finishing because I didn't follow the script, but I've told you what I'm supposed to tell you. Okay, so as we read Isaiah 3:10, let us also believe God that more stories will come because we are ending the service. Hallelujah. Worship. Eh? You know God loves worship, but he also loves what? Stories. Do you know Kenneth Hagin? Huh? The great Kenneth Hagin. Okay, we are talking about him yesterday. Kenneth Hagin would begin very serious. Mark chapter 11. 22 to 24, faith, whatever, Then he says, then he calls by saying, and then he begins by saying, I remember in 1938 in McKinney, Texas. Then he will tell a story for over 15 minutes. Okay? But the guy is very serious. Hallelujah. So God has no problem with what? With stories. Sometimes he knows that his children are tired. Okay, he knows that the weather is unfriendly, so people don't need to be bombarded with scriptures. Okay, because even all those scriptures you'll be quoting are all saying the same thing. Okay, so hallelujah, glory be to God. So he says, "Say ye to the righteous, okay, that it shall be well with him or with them, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings." Okay, if you don't remember anything else I've said, just remember this scripture. Okay, the Lord told me to say to you, the righteous, that it shall be well with you, for you shall eat the fruit of your doing. Remember, fruit that you're going to eat includes answered prayer. Glory be to God. Okay? You will eat the fruit of your doings. Some of the things you've done in the past year, okay, you will begin to eat, okay, some of the fruit of those works this year in 2020. Glory be to God. Okay? But before you say amen, notice that it is talking to the righteous. Hallelujah. Okay? And so you are included in those who are going to what? Eat the fruit of their doings. Okay, because you're righteous. Now, the righteous. Okay, who are the righteous? The righteous are those who do right. Okay, simple English. Okay, now it is simple English. Okay, but some years ago, it wasn't simple English to me. Because I read a scripture which says, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. No matter what I do. Okay? And it's there in your Bibles. It's there. Okay? So scriptures like 1 John chapter 3 verse 7 used to mess me up. Okay? And I hated those books. John, then another guy called James. I hate those guys, man. They were like just meant to now confuse people. Okay? 1 John 3:7 says, little children, let no one deceive you. Yeah? Let no one what? Tewakulimba. He who practices righteousness is righteous. That means if you don't practice righteousness, you're not what? In fact, it goes, I think, somewhere in verse 8, and it says that those who like sin are of the devil. Meaning that those who practice sin are of the devil. Okay, but it says those who practice righteousness are righteous. Those who do right, those who are walking according to the fruit of the Spirit. Okay, those who are walking in love, those who are walking according to the commandments of God, those who are delighting in the law of God, someone, they are the righteous. Now, Isaiah chapter 3 and 10, okay, 3 verse 10, is speaking to those people. Do you understand? God says, say ye to the righteous, it shall be well with them. Okay, those who are living right, it shall be well with them. They shall eat the fruit of their doings. Glory be to God. Amen? It's going to be a great year, guys. Brother, I'm very convinced. Hallelujah. Okay? And when we're here on Saturday fast, I had Joan pray something like this, how we are going to start seeing fruit to some of the things we've waited for a long time. Some of the things we've believed God for a long time as a church. And of course, as individuals. Glory be to God. This is a year of prosperity, of prospering, of fruitfulness. Hallelujah. But God wants us to prosper spiritually, as we prosper materially and as we say answers to prayer, That is exactly what 3 John, verse 2 says. Okay, beloved, I pray above all things that thou mayest prosper, and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Okay? Prosperity or the soul, is spiritual prosperity. If you want to see how messed up someone's soul is, just look at how they behave. Hallelujah. There are thugs. And other things. Liars. Con artists. Don't do that. Hallelujah. As we end, John chapter 15, let us hear Jesus speak. He says in verse 1, I am the vine. I'm the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. Now, the Lord told me to tell you that many of you, it's not that you don't have fruit in your lives. It's not that you're not walking according to his word. But actually, for him to tell you to bear fruit, he said that count it as an honor. He says that you already have fruit, okay? And because of that, you know, I want you to bear more fruit. You understand? Eh? So God is not on your case. Oh, he's not saying that, man, you've been doing badly, you don't deserve nothing. Okay? He's actually not saying that. Eh? Okay? You've been bearing fruit. Eh? Okay? And because of that, you're going to prosper. Eh? Okay? However, okay, he also wants you to bear more fruits. Glory be to God. Okay? So he says, every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. Then he says that you are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you're the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Now, he's talking about fruit, spiritual fruit, eh? Okay? But somewhere, he's going to take another turn, okay? A turn. So he said, if anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. Okay? So, all of a sudden, he's now talking about the fruit of answered prayer. Do you understand? Eh? In the midst of talking about fruit, eh? Okay? Spiritual fruit, okay? He adds answered prayer, eh? And he says, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. Okay, so he's saying that answered prayer, okay, is one of the things that should be fruit in our whole lives, okay? Yet at the same time, it is a consequence of spiritual fruit. Glory be to God. Have you seen it? Okay? Glory be to God. But he says, abide in me, okay, and abide in my word. That's how you shall bear fruit. Okay? And when you bear spiritual fruit, it shall lead to answered prayer, another natural, material, physical blessings. Glory be to God. Amen? Now, this is 2020 for you. Glory be to God. Amen? Okay? Spiritual prosperity. Okay, it's going to go together with material, physical prosperity. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I've read for you scripture, so don't leave here and say, now this is what? Legalism. Glory be to God. I've read you scriptures in the what? New Testament. Number one, from our Lord Jesus Christ. And in those days we used to say, no, that was before the what? Before the cross, what Jesus said about doing this so that you can get this was before the cross. Okay? That's how we were taught by great men in the world who taught us this great thing, who deceived us. Our Ugandan preachers that taught us the truth. Okay? Then somewhat, okay? Okay? Messed us up. All right? And but we are back to the what? The truth. So Jesus said it, okay, before the cross. And after the cross, Paul said the same thing. Peter, after the cross, said it. Okay? That the Lord's ears, no, are open to the prayers of the righteous. Okay? Open to do what? To answer them. The prayers of who? The righteous. Who are the righteous? Okay, John said it in the New Testament, after the cross. You understand? After what? The cross, that he who practices righteousness is righteous. Say amen. Amen. Glory be to God. That is it. Father, we thank you for what we have had today. We thank you for the great things that you have in store for us. We thank you, Father. Just speak to the Lord, you know. Take some time. You don't have to speak to him, but just meditate on what you've heard. Hallelujah.
Service. Yesterday, I was waiting on the Lord for what we are going to teach in Sunday school. And at 3:20, Albert's wife, Carol, who is one of our teachers down there, sent me a message, 3:20 p.m. So she sent me a message asking for the lesson. She thought I had forgotten, but I was still waiting on God on what to preach, what to teach the children. And I was torn between Psalms 147 and Psalms 1. At the end, when she sent me the message, I'm like, you know what? Because usually I send out the lesson plan early so that the teachers can prepare. I just decided at the last moment when I saw her chart, I sent Psalm 1. Glory to God. Amen. Amen, Eleti. So I sent Psalm 1. And I told them that the memory verse should be Psalms 1 verses 3. Glory to God. And I told them to teach our children just that. Glory to God. So when I came in today, I thought I was going to teach today. But then when I reached there, the kids were few, so we decided. She's like, you know what, Joanne, you go up. You just go up. Let's do this with the other teacher, Numa. So when I came here, I knew why God wanted me to attend this service. Glory to God. That it's a confirmation to us as LAT. Amen. It is a confirmation to us as LAT. Glory to God. Yesterday, yes, I was with Pastor. We were talking about different things. And all the time, I was like, God, what are we going to teach tomorrow? Even after I had sent the Psalms 1, yeah? But for me to come here, and that is the thing that Pastor started with. Glory to God, LAT. Amen. It is essentially the only thing he has said. Glory to God. And then we talked about yesterday among the things that Pastor was teaching us about. He says things. Kabozi, yes. It was Kabozi, but you learn a few things, yeah? So he said that, you know, like our preachers can say many things, yeah? But there is just that one word on which the power, either of the devil or of God, will be on. That one verse. Glory to God. So for me, as Pastor was here saying the stories and all, I just knew that for us today, that one scripture, I'll call it one scripture, that the power of the Lord is resting upon is Psalms 1. Glory to God. Amen. So may you be, even as we start the week, yeah, go and meditate in that Psalms 1. Meditate on that with your children. Glory to God. If you don't have a family, meditate on it. Do not let it go. Amen. Glory to God. Be blessed.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.